Michael, let's go back to that story in Oklahoma, and you can fill us in on that.
Okay, there's a place called Heavener, Oklahoma, and in the 1920s, there were some mines going on there, and one of the miners went down, and in the mine, at a depth of about 2 miles, he saw a wall made of square pieces of stone that were very highly polished, and they were so polished he could see his reflection in them. So this the man who reported this, his name was Atlas Allman Mathis. He was working in the what was called the number 5 mine, 2 miles north of Heavener, Oklahoma. And when the miners reported this, the mine was shut and they were sent to another mine. Now, at that depth, the coal is about 300 million years old. So we were talking earlier in the show about what might be left of cities and things like that. And not very much is going to be left, I think, after such vast periods of time. But sometimes you do see some hints of some things like that having been found. And I think this is one of those cases.
Now, let's go back then to our discussion of buildings disintegrating. Is it then conceivable to assume, Michael, that let's say 500 million years ago on a planet that's 4.5 billion years old, so that's nothing in the scheme of things, 500 million years ago, there might have been advanced civilizations that did exactly what you said, and that was the civilizations just merely died off. They disappeared. Some calamity wiped out every human being on the planet at the time. All that was left were the structures. They would be all gone. We wouldn't see them now, would we?
Not very much would be left, and I think that's exactly what's happened over vast, vast periods of time on this planet. I think there have been regular catastrophes that have happened at widely spaced intervals that have resulted in civilizations being destroyed and human life going down to a very low level, after which, you know, we kind of climb back up again until the next
calamity.
Next calamity, yeah. And I think this has happened again and again and again on this planet.